Thank you, Mr. Monhay. Each of you represent such important investments, economic strategies, science issues to the Pacific Northwest. I could literally, I'm sure, spend hours asking you questions today, each of you, but I'm going to have to be succinct because there's important data to get on the table. First with you, Mr. Monhay, could you just tell me whether you support money going to mega projects? I'm concerned that mega projects that are the lifeblood of fixing big economic issues for our country always get left behind because they cost so much. Are you supportive of making sure in this next package we address mega projects?
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. These are projects that are very difficult to fund because they cross different modes, different jurisdictions, different states. Columbia River Bridge is a great example of that, but there are examples all across the country of projects that, if they were to fail, would really hamstring the economy and stop people from getting where they need to go.
Thank you. We'll look forward to working with you on that. Colonel Melroy, could you explain why resiliency and redundancy in system operations? I did not know of your role on the Columbia oversight, but that just, you know, I think it's hard to explain how when we change in the integration of systems that somehow in not testing, you know, the individual parts to the overall system, as we found with O-rings, we missed something, right? We missed a malfunction at a temperature level. So when we look at Artemis and what we're doing, why is resiliency and redundancy so important? And if you could just throw in a few comments about why Artemis is, yes, a moon project, but it's a precursor to Mars.
Thank you, Chair Cantwell. Yes, I think there's many examples of why redundancy is important, particularly in space transportation options. And Columbia is a great example. It was very challenging to continue to build the International Space Station following that. And the amount of logistics that it takes to support people in science and space show us that having resiliency and redundancy in our transportation options are extremely important. As far as Artemis, I see it as a systems engineering problem. All of the pieces have to work together, and there have to be multiple backups. And to me, that's the meaning of resiliency. It allows you to have hiccups, which you will occasionally have with new technologies, unforeseen circumstances going forward, especially in operations, and allows you to protect the mission and protect the safety of those involved.
Thank you. And is this a precursor to the efforts that we're trying to do beyond the moon?
Yes, Senator. It's incredibly important that we learn how to do operations and develop the technologies that will allow us to go on to Mars, which is a much more challenging journey. So we're talking a few days to the moon and 6 months at a minimum to Mars. So being able to exercise those technologies on the moon and really understand lunar operations is what will prepare us to go to Mars as quickly as possible.
Thank you. Dr. Spinrad, we had a chance to catch up about salmon in general, and thank you for your opening statement on a variety of things. I guarantee you, I've had conversations with our colleague, Senator Blackburn, about using supercomputing time for better analysis of weather. And, you know, we had another incident where we lost a crew that maybe better weather data and information could have helped us in that. So we definitely need better weather information. And thank you for focusing on tsunami in the Northwest. We focus on the tsunami warning system and what we need to do in advance. But I really want to focus on salmon. You and I had a chance to talk about salmon, particularly as it related to some of the issues like fixing culverts and habitat and the impacts of pollution. And you suggested that, you know, focusing on this with new levels of science could give us, you know, better returns. That is, focusing on systems like the Chesapeake or Puget Sound as an ecosystem and impacts with new science available today could give us better interest and information. And I just wanted to ask, too, whether this is where you see the best return for our dollars. You know, these big, you know, big estuaries, if you will.
Thank you, Chair Cantwell, for that. I would characterize that as one of the critical questions for food security, national security, economic security. Your question invokes elements of habitat protection, It invokes elements of sustainably managing natural resources, and of course it invokes issues associated with rebuilding critical infrastructure. I do believe that what some people are calling the urban ocean, and that is exactly the geographies you've talked about, places like Puget Sound, San Francisco Bay, Chesapeake Bay, represent critical areas for focus of not just research, but applications of that research to solutions to ensure we are sustaining these natural resources, including salmon, Pacific salmon. And I'd point out, obviously, in Puget Sound, it also deals with endangered species such as the orca population who depend on salmon as well. In short, I believe the solution does lie in two things, one of which you identified, which is the best science, the best observations, the best predictive capabilities using exactly the kind of high-performance computers that you alluded to. But another key point is the active engagement from the get-go with the local communities, local governments, jurisdictions, tribal councils. After all, if we talk about the salmon in Puget Sound, the habitat protection is part of the tribal treaty rights. So I think the combination of the best science, the best communication of that science, and if you will, a whole of government approach, including federal and state and tribal entities, will lead us to the solutions we need.
Well, we definitely believe in a whole of government approach, and on the Yakima Basin project, which was shifting to a holistic approach to water management, getting more efficiency out of the system, and returning salmon where we could, and yet still we worked together and came up with a collaborative solution. So what do you think here might be a science that we can help people understand might emerge from this that would help us? You know, is it you know, at return of spawning? Is it some information? You know, we worked with the University of Washington on when climate was impacting our shellfish industry and the complexity. So literally for a very small grant, I think it was $100,000 to $200,000, figured out that we should be doing seeding for shellfish at a different time because of the temperature change in the water. Well, that translated into a big result for the climate impacts on the shellfish industry. So is there something here that we should be looking at?
Absolutely, Senator. I would say there are a few components. You alluded to the biological. We have to have the best understanding of how the ecosystem operates. There's a physical aspect to this. You talked about some of the pollution. How does that get distributed? What is the fate and effects of pollutants that may enter the sound? There is a hydrological challenge. There was a wonderful story in the Seattle Times just a few days ago about the different culverts and how effective or ineffective they are in transporting water and allowing the salmon up into their spawning grounds. And I would also point out a critical component of this is developing solutions that are longstanding and withstanding, especially in the context of climate change. So will the solutions of 2021 work in 2025 or 2030? So predictions and projections about how that climate will change, the hydrology, the flow of the rivers into the Puget Sound, and the circulation in Puget Sound. All of those have to be part of the solution.
Thank you. And Mr. Monhag, just so you know, we believe that since culverts have been had a dramatic effect, that when we're looking at new transportation infrastructure investment, we should be thinking about these things. We call it salmon infrastructure, but we're talking about the negative impacts and preventing the negative impacts or dealing with the stormwater runoff issue. So anyway, so it is connected, and so we appreciate it. Thank you very much. We're going to turn to Senator Fisher.